Travel and Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Back. It's in the studio with Stephen Pickford. Stephen, we have on the line very special guest, book authors, Jim.
Yes, Jim Rosapep, the former U.S. ambassador to Romania, and his wife, former ABC News correspondent Sheila Cast, have written a book, Dracula is Dead, talking about Romania today on Travel World. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. Now, Jim, tell us a bit more about Romania. I mean, this is a country that often is not necessarily immediately thought of by Americans and Canadians. It's sort of left out of the picture of Eastern Europe to some degree.
No, it's true, and it's actually a quite large country. You know, it's the fourth largest former communist country in the world after Russia, Ukraine, and Poland. It's not a little country. It's one of the bigger members of the European Union right now. And it's one with a fascinating history. For years, it was split between Turkey, with the Ottoman Empire, and the Austrian Empire, and then was united, became a country, and then got taken over by the communists after World War II. And only in the last 20 years has it really come into its own and really recovered very quickly while maintaining a lot of the strong culture and history that is exotic to Americans, but I think and Canadians, but I think also very interesting.
There is that very fast development, proportionately, with their gross domestic product and the way they have built up their tourism infrastructure over the past decade.
Absolutely, although some of it was built during the communist times. It's interesting. They have a very good rail system. They have airline connections all over the country. You can fly into Romania on 10 budget airlines from a whole variety of cities in Western Europe, as well as go directly into Bucharest, which is a capital city, and then daily flights to over 10 cities around the country. So it's actually a very easy country to get around.
And that you call it the New Italy, and that is something that is a term that I hadn't really heard before, but it really has come into its own as a cultural, a Renaissance center.
Well, exactly, and it also has Roman roots. They call it Romania for a reason. It's a Latin country with a Latin language. If you speak some Spanish or you speak some French, understanding and learning Romania isn't that difficult.
But I have to jump in and say it's certainly true. The warmth, the creativity, a lot of the personality traits that we associate with Italy, you find them in Romania. It's absolutely true. And as Jim said, it's a Romance language. But because Romanians have always been so interested in being connected to the West, lots of Romanians speak other European languages, especially English. Something like 25% of Romanians speak at least some English. And one of the reasons I wasn't able to learn more Romanian, even though it's a perfectly accessible Romance language, is because so many conversations would proceed in English because so many Romanians speak such good English, and I didn't get much chance to practice.
And they're very hospitable people. When you go there, they really want to talk and spend a lot of time with their visitors from North America.
Well, one of the things that a North American hears, if you're in the country for just a day or two, is that some Romanian will say to you in pretty good English with a smile, "We've been waiting for you for 60 years," because they really were hoping after World War II, when an exciting change of sides, when the dashing, handsome young king basically engineered a coup against the prime minister and switched Romania from the Axis alliance that they were in with Hitler to the Allied side. They were hoping it would be American troops that would liberate them, not Russian troops. Of course, it didn't work out that way, and with the Russians came communism. But they're very fond of North Americans, and they make us feel very, very welcome.
Is it an expensive country? Because a lot of prices are going up in Europe. Somebody wants to visit Romania. Are they going to be always wondering that, are they going to afford it when they get back home?
Quite the reverse. I mean, obviously, The you know, the dollar euro exchange rate makes a difference, although Romania has its own currency. It's quite integrated with Europe. But it still is a relatively poor country, and that's part of the analogy we make to the new Italy, in the sense, not that Italy is cheap today, but 20 years after World War II in the 1960s, Italy was a tremendously affordable, interesting place for Americans and Canadians to visit. And that's Romania today. It's a place where you can have a very rich cultural experience with good infrastructure, with hospitable people, at a price much lower than you would if you went to France or to Italy today.
The way I always thought of it when I was living in Bucharest, and, you know, obviously Jim had never been a diplomat before. I had never been the wife of an ambassador before. There are lots of ways to make mistakes, and Romanians were very helpful to make sure we didn't. But I always thought, because it's such an affordable country, you know, if I hop in a taxi and go the wrong way or something, it's going to be a $10 mistake, not a $150 mistake the way it might be in some Western European capital.
Now, we almost have that image again of Romania, and it's always transfixed in our minds. There's Transylvania and Dracula. You have some stories to tell us about Transylvania and Dracula.
Well, Dracula, of course, is Bram Stoker heard about the real historic figure in Romanian history, the prince who unified much of Romania, who had a reputation of being cruel to his enemies, Vlad the Impaler, Vlad Tepes, he's called in Romanian. And somehow Bram Stoker wound that into what he'd heard about the vampire legends, etc., and moved the count that he had intended to set, a story he had intended to set in Austria, and instead he set it in Transylvania. And what's grown up from that is all these horror movies, all these scary stories, and Transylvania comes over to us as full of gloom and moss-hung trees and dark. Oh my gosh, it's not that at all. Transylvania is beautiful. There's fabulous mountains, very good skiing in Transylvania at very inexpensive prices, very warm people, lots of history. Transylvania was the area that was fought over between Hungary and Romania for years. It became part of Romania after World War I, but there's a big minority of Hungarians there who get along, you know, with some vibrant political debate with their Romanian neighbors, but it's the largest minority in Europe, and they get along. There's just lots of interesting things to visit and learn in Transylvania. It's a great place to visit.
So it's one of those areas that it's sort of transfixed in our minds as being one thing, but hey, when you want to go there and see it for yourself, it's going to be something else, but something, again, very beautiful and different, combining the best of both.
Absolutely.
And that's really why we wrote the book, because this is a story that people in North America really don't know. And it's a place where people can enjoy themselves, learn a lot. That's why we wrote Dracula's Dead.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, very interesting book. I really enjoyed it. Dracula is Dead by Sheila Cast and Jim Roosevelt. We have them on the line today on Travel World Radio. Some of the other destinations, some of the other points of interest of Romania that, again, North Americans are not very familiar with, the Mary Cemetery and the Painted Monastery. Tell us a bit more about them.
Well, the Mary Cemetery, I think, is one of my very, very favorite places in Romania. It's at the far north of the country, near Ukraine, and it's in a tiny town called Saponsa. And what happened in the 1930s, the guy who was in charge of making the grave markers would go to the wakes after someone had died and listen to the stories the people would tell, and he would carve a little poem, something like a little limerick about the dead person on this wooden grave marker and paint it in bright colors. And now there's a whole graveyard with a collection of these brightly colored grave markers with kind of funny, kind of tongue-in-cheek poems about how me and my missus, we really liked our plum brandy, and maybe we drank a little too much, and then we died. Sort of things like that. It's just quite charming, and it shows sort of a grounded approach to looking at death as the inevitable end of life. Instead of kind of some scary vampire talking you from the other side of the grave, it's a farmer or a seamstress or a housewife who's telling you her story. It's very charming.
My favorite one was, he flies through the air with the greatest of ease. He is the man who missed the trapeze.
Hadn't seen that one. That's funny.
And the Painted Monasteries, the Holy Land of Unitarianism, so many religious-oriented aspects to history and culture in Romania.
No, it's true, particularly for the Unitarians. If you travel around Transylvania, if you run into someone from the United States or from Canada, one chance out of two they're going to be Unitarians. And the reason is because Transylvania is the holy land of Unitarianism. It was founded in Transylvania 400 years ago. And over the past 20 years, Unitarian congregations in North America have put together partnerships with congregations in Transylvania. And so people are going back and forth all the time.
The book
about the painted monasteries. There are monasteries all over Romania. It's a devout country. About 85% of Romanians express some connection to the Romanian Orthodox Church. So they're Orthodox Christians. But the monasteries in the northeastern part of the country, in particular, very old, sort of the generation after Vlad the Impaler, those princes would very often build a church and a monastery to give thanks for victory in some battle. And they painted the frescoes, as well as on the inside, they painted frescoes on the outside of the church with these amazing pigments that have stood up to all the harsh weather over all those centuries. There are glowing pictures on the outsides of these churches. They're quite spectacular. And the monasteries all over the country, but especially there, they tend to have a guest house. You're welcome to stay. You get to know many of these are monasteries run by nuns. And to see the faith of these sisters and their care for this historic monastery is just it's transforming. It's really an experience.
It'll be a really interesting experience to go visit Romania. But before heading to Romania, the book to pick up is Dracula is Dead by Jim Rosapep and Sheila Cast. Listeners can get their autographed copies of the book by going to www.draculaisdead.com. It's a must read for anyone heading to Romania and Eastern Europe in the months ahead. Thanks so much for joining us today on Travel World, Jim and Sheila.
Thanks for your great questions.
Oh, thank you. Take care. We'll be right back on the Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World. Dylan and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show, by satellite.